Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. We are talking about sexual health, and now we're talking about male ED. So when a man comes in, it's usually because of several reasons. One reason is he hasn't been in the sex game, and he's thinking about starting a relationship, and he wants to make sure he can function before he does. Or he just got through a divorce, or he's separated and he needs to be able to function. Or his wife or girlfriend told him that if he doesn't start performing better, she's out the door. Or he just wants to satisfy his woman a little bit better. He does a good job. He just wants to do a little bit better optimization. So those are some of the reasons why. But usually for men and women, it's always one of those reasons. Something's going on, then they love their partner and they can't please their partner, or their partner tells them it's the game's over. You haven't been able to have sex in the last 2 years, and now, I just can't live like this anymore. Either you fix the problem or. And of course, you also have the people who come in because they've had cancer, or they've had prostate problems, or they have diabetes and high blood pressure, and they just cannot function because of that. And I can tell you this much. We can help almost anyone get an erection. Pretty much. And so what we do is sexual health. So let's talk about it. So someone comes to me, and remember, this is not insurance medicine. Sexual health is a luxury. In the military, if you, and we have people come in here and they say, well, the military does give Viagra, but they only give me one pill a month. Does that mean you only have supposed to have sex one day a month? That's what they give them. So in general, sexual health is about cash pay, not insurance. So if you come in here to office thinking about insurance, you need to go somewhere else because it's not going to work. All right? So when someone comes to me, I sit down, we have a discussion, and we try to find out what they want. See, some people, it's about improving things. It's about regeneration, making things better, fixing problems. For those people, there's a different program for those people. And then there's some people who says, I need to get an erection tomorrow or today. How can I do it? And so for those people, there's a different program. All right? So it all depends on where you are. And I just want to remind you something. Viagra and Cialis and those things, only about 50% of men actually, about 50% of men, it does not work for, period. Of the other 50%, quite a few of those people do get some improvement in their sexual response, but they get headaches, they get heartburn, they get nausea, they feel lightheaded, they feel miserable when they get it done. All right, so for those people, we can help everyone. So let's talk about the ones that want to get an erection right away. You're going to Vegas for 3 days, and you've been talking to this woman on the dating scene or whatever it is, and you're going to meet her in Vegas, and you got to perform. Well, and you haven't been able to, guess what? For that person, most likely an ICP injection. That's an intercavitary pharmacotherapy where we inject you into your penis. And it's usually a trimix or quarter mix type thing, for those of you who know a little bit about that. And when we do that, you're going to have an erection for about an hour. Yeah. And we try to get you about an 80, 85% erection. We expect it to take you to the other, the last 20, 15, 20, 20. So we get you a good erection that will last about 45 minutes to an hour. All right? We don't want the erection to last more than 4 hours, but we like it about an hour. Right. So you come into the office, we give you an injection, we see what kind of erection you have, and we make sure that after about 45 minutes an hour, you start going down. Right? Now, so that's the first thing. Now, what's nice about that erection is that even if your mind is somewhere else, she will never have to say to you, where is your mind? What are you thinking about? Why are you not here with me? She'll never know because you are going to be able to maintain your erection. And if you do ejaculate, you'll still be firm enough that you can still continue on. Okay? So that's for someone who has to have an erection right away. Of course, you know, we do have the Cialis, all the PDE inhibitors, that for those people that it works well, we do that for them. All right? So that's the first one. Now, for those people whose girlfriend or spouse or whoever their loved one wants a racehorse, then we may want a combination of things. Right? But in general, we say if you're here for your health and to fix things, the best way to start would be to optimize your hormones. Hi, Yvette. Hi, Griselda. Great to see you all can join us. It's to optimize your hormones. And why is that? Well, you know, we all know that testosterone builds muscle. Well, testosterone also improves libido. And for women, it also improves vaginal lubrication. So optimizing your hormones will help optimize your penis. But it will take time. Your problem didn't start overnight. It was a gradual process, and it probably took years to get to where you are. So don't expect that the reparative process to take minutes. Just like when you break a bone, the orthopedic doctor says it will take 6 to 8 weeks to heal. Well, it's no different. That is regeneration. It takes a while to regenerate the penile tissue and fix things. So for those people, number one is optimizing your hormones. And when you optimize your testosterone and your growth hormone, they work together like rocket fuel. And if you do your testosterone and you do growth hormone and you add some peptides, we do have sexual health peptides, we can even make it even work faster. Okay? So one thing is optimizing hormones. Now, when we talk about hormones, I always tell people this. If you're concerned about your health, then optimizing your hormones is where you need to go. The side benefit of optimizing your hormones and improving your health is that your erectile function also improves. So I call that a benefit of optimizing your body. All right? So first we talked about hormones and looking at ways we can do that by doing a full blood work to evaluate you. Then if that time frame is too long and you need to do it sooner, then we can offer other things. Like, for instance, we can do a Piper shot or a P shot. Now, what does that mean? We draw blood from you, spin it down, get the platelet-rich plasma from it, and we can inject it into your penis. Huh? Now, when we do that, we can also add a filler, something like Juvederm, or we can add fat with it to give you a little bit more size with the PRP injection. But in general, PRP, platelet-rich plasma, over time will help your penis become more functional. You'll get a little bit of volume with it. It will get more size, and it will function better. And anywhere that you put PRP, you can also put stem cells. The difference is stem cells work better, works quicker, but it's also more expensive. Right? Now, the reason why platelet-rich plasma works is because it provides the growth factors for your stem cells. So when we inject PRP into your penis or into the woman's vaginal area, it provides growth factors for your stem cells. So your stem cells in your penis, in your vaginal area, can become younger and healthier and more aggressive and go about cleaning up the area, fixing things, rebuilding the scaffold, make it look better, make it younger and healthier. And so that can be done. Right? So that would be the Piper shot for men. The gains enhancement would be if we add a filler to it or two fillers to it. That just gives you some size along with it. But, you know, whether you did the gains enhancement, the PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and the stem cells will help improve your volume and your length going forward. It will just take a little bit longer to do it than if you did the fillers. All right? Now, next. We also have something called the Gaines Wave. That's where we do, it's like shock therapy. Just like lithotripsy, you know, I know a lot of you have heard of lithotripsy. That's where you have a kidney stone and you use a machine to break up the stone. Well, the Gaines Wave is like a jackhammer. It goes boom, it does a bolt inside of it and goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it creates that jackhammer effect. You know, a jackhammer digs into the ground by breaking rocks up and cleaning the area. Well, it's the exact same thing with your penis. You see, as you get older, your 10-lane artery becomes narrower and narrower because there are lots of parked cars on the highway. We have lots of calcification, lots of plaques. And if you have diabetes, it makes it worse. And so you have a lot of buildup along the arteries. All right? And so when we do the Gaines Wave, we help break up some of the calcification, break up some of the stones, and cleans the artery up so the arteries start going from a 3-lane to a 4-lane to a 5-lane. And when it does that, it provides more food for your nerves. And then the nerves, when they function better, they tell your stem cells to go ahead and clean up the area, and your stem cell does an even better job. Right? So that's the Gaines Wave. And in general, we do Gaines Wave. You know, we do it in packets of 6 treatments because you need about 6 treatments to get to where you need to get a good start. And then after that, you may want maintenance. Depends on how often you want to have sex. Right? So we use a lot of things to help improve your sexual health. Right? So now, we also use peptides. What are peptides? I know you've heard me talk about peptides several times. Well, peptides is the new thing. They are what you call the active portion of a hormone. Let me give you an example. Growth hormone. I love growth hormone. You know, before I go, let me just tell you a little bit what growth hormone does. One of my favorite hormones because it helps make wound healing quicker. So if someone comes to me and say, Doc, you know, I'm going to have surgery and I need some growth hormone. Well, I don't just give them growth hormone. No. What we do is we evaluate them. We check to see where their levels are. If their levels are not optimal, let's say their levels are low or in the lower percent, we can also give them growth hormone to help improve their function in your body. So growth hormone helps with wound healing, makes your bones stronger. It helps with sexual performance. It helps with your vital organs, like it helps with your heart, your lungs, your kidney. It helps clean up your body. See, in your body, there are 2 things that help fix things in your body. Stem cells and growth hormone, right? Growth hormone, if your level is optimal and you have an injury, you have a problem, growth hormone tells your body, fix the problem right now. If your level is not optimal, if it's low, then growth hormone tells your body, you know what, it needs to be repaired, but take your time, I'll do it in a month or two, no urgency. Stem cells, on the other hand, they, wherever they see a problem, they stop and help repair the problem. So they fix the problem themselves. Growth hormone tells the body to repair itself, right? So growth hormone, it does help with sexual performance. It also helps with help with your vital organs because I call it your body's healing hormone. It also lowers your risk of heart disease, improves your blood pressure, reduces body fat, and improves your lean muscle mass. It also increases your energy levels. It also helps with your skin, helps with your memory and your cognitive function, helps with your immune function. So growth hormone helps with a lot of things. And when you add it with testosterone, it works like rocket fuel to make things work better. Now, peptides is the new kid on the block. It is the active portion of your hormones. Now, let me give you an example. Growth hormone is made of 191 amino acids. That means 191 amino acids was brought together and sequenced appropriately to make a growth hormone. Of that 191 amino acid, only a small portion of it does the work. I equate it to the active portion of the hormone. Let's say a plane lands. The most important part of the plane landing is the wheels. Because when the wheels hit the ground, the landing occurs. If you did not have wheels, you'd crash. Right? So if you were to make a peptide of a plane landing, the peptide portion would be the wheels. Because that's what does the trick. If a hormone docks on the cell membrane, there's a small portion of the hormone that impacts the cell membrane and unlocks the door and allow the ingredients from the hormone to go into the cell and start doing work. So that little portion that impacts the cell membrane would be the active ingredient. And within the next 5 to 10 years, instead of getting testosterone or growth hormone or estrogen or progesterone or all those things, you're going to be getting a peptide, which is the active portion of all of those enzymes. And because it's only the active ingredient, it will be a lot cheaper and a lot better for you. And it will be only the part that does the job. All right. So that's peptides. And we have peptides to make your muscles better. We have peptides to help you with sexual health. We have peptides to help with energy, with weight loss. We have peptides just for about everything. There's over 7,000 naturally occurring peptides in the world. And we have where we can get it for you at a more reasonable price than some of the other hormones. Okay? So that's peptides. All right. So we talked about male ED and female sexual health. So let's now just talk about a little bit more about regenerative medicine. All right. Now, let's say that you were to come to my office. First of all, in my office, we see about 4 to 5 patients a day. 4 to 5 patients a day. And I have Vanity and Mary as my two personal that helps me. Very small, intimate. People don't wait in the waiting room. It's usually you come in and you come right back. So what does a typical visit look like? Well, if it's your first visit and we're going to do regenerative medicine on you, that means optimize your body. Before you come in, you would get a 15-page history form where you put everything in your history on that form. Then you'll put on there what your goals are. What do you want? All right? Look better, feel better, lose hair, whatever it is your goals are. And then we send you a pretty extensive blood panel that we either draw in your office or you go to the lab and you get it drawn. Pretty large. It looks at all your hormones. It looks at all your inflammatory markers, your CBC, your chemistry. It looks at all of that stuff. That's before you show up. Then once you show up in the office, your visit is going to be 3 to 4 hours. And it's not 3 to 4 hours waiting around. It's 3 to 4 hours being attended by someone, either myself or Mary or Vanity. First, you come in and Vanity will take you into a room and she's going to run 4 different tests on you. Those tests will tell you about your body composition, your muscles, your fat, your water level, tells you everything that's going on in your body from that function. Then she'll do another test that will tell us your stress level, your energy level, your heart function, your arteries, tells you all that stuff. Then she'll run another test, which will tell us more about your energy level and your physical function, where you are physically. And then last but not least, she does what we do an AO scan, which is more frequency medicine, where we do a scan of your body, and that scan tells you your allergies, your seasonal allergies, your food allergies. It tells you about your chemistry. It tells you about your all your neurotransmitters, your hormones. It tells you about your sexual health. It tells you about all the chemistries in your body. It tells you about your organs, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs, your brain. It tells you all those things. And basically, it's a scan. First, it scans your body. It tells you which cells are optimal and which cells are not. Whether it's your kidney cells or your pancreatic cells or your skin cells or your brain cells, it tells you which ones of them are working well and which ones are not. And then we send another scan through your body which tries to make the ones that are not optimal, optimal. So if let's say you have a kidney cell that's not functioning properly, it tries to make it function better. If you have some brain cells that are not working, it tries to push you towards doing better. Wherever there's a problem in your body, this machine will help with diagnosis, and it will help optimize it. After that's done, that takes about an hour, right? Then you come to my office, and it's just you and me, and I always encourage people to bring their loved one with them, whoever it is that they want to share it with, because there's going to be so much information that it will be hard for them to tell the other person what's about. Then they sit in my office, and you and I are sitting there talking, and first we go over your labs, and I tell you, these values are normal. This is optimal. So these are normal. This is optimal. All right? You can stay normal or we can make you optimal. And we go through each lab. Normal, normal, normal. Great. These are all normal, but optimal. Do you want to stay in the normal range or do you want me to put you into the optimal range? So for you to be optimal, you have to have a lot of things which is considered high or abnormal by the lab. That's what you're going to have, right? And so we'll ferret that out. And I also tell you that when you leave the office and we optimize you and you go see your regular practitioner, he's going to say, whoa, all these things are way off. What's going on here? Guess what? All athletes are way off. They're not normal. They're not normal. And so we try to make you not normal. Right? So let me give you an example. Testosterone. Normal is 350 to about 1200. Most doctors want you in the 400 to 600 range, and they're happy there. Well, I put you in the optimal range, 9 to 1200. That's where optimal is. And so that's where I want you to be. I don't want you to be at 400. I don't want you to be at 600. I don't want you to be at 800. I want you to be where optimal is. Because optimal is where your body functions the best. So we go through all your blood work and we say, tell you what's normal, what's optimal, what we need to do to get it there. And we discuss why these are off. All right? Then we go to the testing that we did in the office. We go through each one of those testing. All right? And we go through your history that you gave us and we stop and discuss each one and what the sequence of it is. Then after that's done, then we put together a program that's designed to make your body and you optimal. And so that's what we do in our practice. Now, remember something. You are spending close to 3 hours with me one-on-one. You know, if I was a lawyer and you spent 3 hours with a lawyer, you typically charge about $400 an hour. That would be $1,200. But, you know, we are not law firms. We are physicians. Insurance doesn't cover what we do. So we go ahead and we charge you cash for that consultation. When you're done with that consultation, you're going to know so much about your body. You'll know what to do, what not to do. And then you can decide whether you want us to actually go to the next step to actually optimize your body. Okay? So that's what a consultation in our office is. Okay? And it's all about regenerating your body because the bottom line is we want you to grow younger like me. Be 29 again and again. You cannot be 29 again and again if you don't optimize your body. Okay? Can't. You have to be abnormal to be optimal. Okay? So, anyhow, So this is Dr. Vernon Williams. Once again, just want to remind you, this is KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to call me is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble. It's available at Amazon. It's also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetics Medical Center. That's at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. And I just want to remind you one other thing, that we do have seminars twice a month, usually on Thursdays, from 11:30 to 12:30, and in the evening from 6:30 to 7:30, where we talk about regenerative medicine, how to rejuvenate your body, how to make your body younger and healthier. And in that seminar, we talk a lot about stem cells, we talk a lot about growth hormone, we talk a lot about platelet-rich plasma, we talk about sleep, we talk about the things you need to do to optimize your body, make your body better. Right? So, if you're interested in any of that, please join us. All right. Thank you all very much. I'm going to have to say goodbye. I've been here long enough. Have a great day.